One of Sondheim's songs has come to have a very full and rich life outside of the musical for which it was written, A Little Night Music. The song is Send in the Clowns.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns.
Our good friend, pianist and composer Robert Capello is here for another edition of What Makes It Great. Rob, hi. Nice to see
Fred.
You.
Hi, Fred.
And I have to say, I'm taking issue with this right away. Okay, it's a fine song, but I can't stand it anymore. It's almost become a self-parody, sort of a caricature of navel-gazing, worldly-wise misery. In this song, I just hear sappiness.
Well, that's why we're here today, because you're going to see so much more in just a moment. In fact, it's interesting that you mentioned that. There's a wonderful quote by Auden that says, "Great art is clear thinking about mixed feelings," but that actually sappiness, or so, you know, insincerity, is actually clear thinking about clear feelings. And this is clear thinking about mixed feelings. Let's take a look at how it actually works. It starts off, and it couldn't be simpler, as you say, almost sappy. One of the wonderful things about Sondheim's technique is that, unlike most composers who work with melody, particularly in the world of Broadway, which is dominated by melody, Sondheim is a motive composer. He works with tiny little musical molecules, more like a Beethoven or a Haydn than a Richard Rodgers.
Beethoven, who took ba-ba-ba-ba, and then you've got ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba-ba.
Right, making a universe out of tiny little building blocks that coalesce into a larger thing. Mm-hmm. Almost all of Broadway is the opposite. Melody composers, like Richard Rodgers, the beginning of this song is almost an anti-Richard Rodgers, anti-Broadway melody. The idea is just simply four notes, which are almost spoken more than sung. And in fact, they were written for Glynis Johns, who barely had a voice. But the idea is a motive right out of Beethoven, da-da-da-dam. But here it becomes, isn't it rich? Then we do it exactly the same a second time. Aren't we a pair? Da-da-da-dam. Now, here's where genius starts. He could have done this a third time, changing the lyric to me on the ground, yet another da-da-da-dam. But instead, he had this wonderful, subtle surge of emotion. Instead of da-da-da-da, we have this. Me here at last on the ground. The extra little subtle surge of emotion. But if you want to know what makes it great, this moment is it. Great composers, or great song composers, whether it's Schubert or Sondheim, do not really set words to music. What they set is the emotion that's behind the words. The words of the next phrase are pretty insignificant. It's just me here at last on the ground, you in midair. When you have the words you in midair, you don't know how she feels, how Desiree feels about Frederick, her former lover who she's trying to get to marry her. The words are just you in midair. But what he sets is all that feeling of bittersweet missed opportunity behind you in midair. I'm here at last on the ground. I know what I want, but you are in midair. This could be quintessential Sondheim 101. First the melody and then the chords. Subtly, all the notes have been gradually rising in pitch. We started down low. Here's our highest note. Then we rose just a little bit. Right on you in midair, we have one slightly higher note. That's the note in. Now, also, to beautifully capture that idea of being left in midair, this is the highest note, but then we leave it. So you are literally hanging in midair, but all the emotion is in the chords. Watch this. He could have easily had this chord underneath. He could have gone, you in, but he changes one note, and listen to this beautiful note, you in. Now, he could have written midair like this, midair, clear thinking about clear feelings. But instead of this chord, listen to this absolutely exquisite chord. I mean, it doesn't get more beautiful than that. And if that's not beautiful enough, watch what happens next. She holds the note midair, and then the piano literally becomes her inner thoughts, reflecting on what she's missed in her life. It could have just been reflection and repeated the same pattern three times like this. Here's one, two, three. But he changes one note and reflection becomes longing. Listen, one, two. That one note is what makes it so fantastic. And not only that, then the signature words, which are yet another dot, 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 send in the clowns, could have had this simple, clear thinking about clear feelings. But instead of this chord, which is so clear, listen to this richly ambivalent chord. Not this, but this. That's what makes Sondheim Sondheim.
You know, and it's beginning to occur to me, as you're describing this, that there are clowns, and then there are clowns. I mean, slapstick clowns are interesting for a while, but the best clowns have that same emotional ambivalence.
That's exactly right, and there's something wistful and rueful about sending in the clowns. Absolutely. And in fact, what's so wonderful about this is that from there, it only emotionally opens even more. All Broadway songs have a B section. You have to do something that contrasts. But here, the emotion literally opens up in the B section. I promise you, unless you happen to be playing double bass in a pit orchestra for a little night music, you would have never noticed. But all of the opening has only two bass notes, a D flat and a G flat. I'll show you at high speed what it is pounding out grotesquely the left hand. Everything's been two notes. Change, back. Second time. Two notes.
Simple, simple, straightforward.
Same thing. Two notes. So that therefore, when we go to the middle section, and by the way, all those chords have been major, suddenly we change the bass note and we go to minor, we feel we're not just going to a B section, we are literally going inside her heart for this middle. Just when I, a new bass note, minor. Now, this wonderful surprise chord on opening doors, minor. Anyone else would have kept that same minor chord for finally. But he changes it to this, and then listen to this mixed feeling. An incredible dissonance. Now,
it's a chord that's major and minor at the same time.
And isn't that who we are? Major and minor at the same time? I mean, her inner pangs are creating the music. And not only that, sometimes wanting and longing is your thumb. I know you can't see this on the radio, but he could have kept the thumb for the next phrase identical like this. But she's stabbed by her own longing, and there are two moments of surprise where literally she is caught unawares. Here's the first. Here's the second. And then the same thing here. Again, the thumb could have been the same. But it changes. Listen twice. Here's the first, second, and now best of all, Sondheim in a nutshell. The words are sure of my lines. She's an actress. He could have easily written chords that were sure of her lines, like this. This chord and sure of my lines. But listen to this chord. Anything but sure. Am I sure of my lines anymore? And now watch this. Resignation in a single note, the hands of a master craftsman. Again, the piano becomes her inner thoughts and could have repeated three times like this. But listen to it long twice on the third note of each group. Listen to this. Ah, and then resignation as it comes back, one note. That's resignation in music. And why? Because no one is there. And that's the story of Send in the Clowns.
Rob, it occurs to me that it's been a long time since I've actually listened to this song because I think I know what it is and I've kind of tuned it out. I think it's a sappy little song. And you've made me want to at least listen to it again and feel the pull of those ambivalent emotions.
Sometimes the people we think we know best are the people we know least. The people who we live with every day we sometimes miss. So one of the most fun things for me is to take a thing that I myself have no longer been able to hear and realize that there's a reason why we've heard it as many times as we have. And sometimes we just need to uncover that reason.
Robert Capello, thanks for opening my ears, at least, to Stephen Sondheim's Send in the Clowns.
Thank you, Fred.
isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss?